My name's Andy Watkiss. I work at Canley Red Watch and I'm a firefighter. And we've started tonight at 6 o'clock in the evening with a crew of five.
And what time do you finish?
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, unless we might get a shout, which holds us back later than 8 o'clock. So when we first start our shift, we'll have a look at the crewing board. Once you've done that, you'll grab your kit and then you proceed to do whatever checks need to be done. Queen there was just checking that the alarm works on the bodyguard's breathing apparatus. And then normally about 10 past 6 or fire control will phone you up. So you tell them who's riding. And that kind of fills a good 20 to 30 minutes to start a shift.
As well as fighting fires, a large part of the fire service's job is fire prevention. There were no call outs, so I joined them in the engine for their first booked appointment of the evening.
What would happen if you had a shout now? What noise would it make?
The MDT made like a high kind of bleeping tone of a noise.
Right.
Press the button to turn it off and then tell us what we've got. So if it's a house fire, the two guys would be getting dressed up in BA. If it's other things like an RTC, you'll be putting high-vis jackets on. So you need to know what you've got to get dressed to what you're going to as well.
Obviously, we're moving around quite a bit. How difficult is it to put your kit on?
Yeah, quite difficult at times, especially as you can see without no lights, it's quite dark as well. And we're all trying to get our boots and leggings on and all standing up and being chucked around the back, round corners and that. Yeah, it can be quite difficult.
When that alarm goes off, what goes through your head? What does it feel like?
It depends what it is, really. So if it's a house fire, for example, I get quite excited because that's why I joined a job, to be running into burning buildings and doing the old action and saving lives and that. So that's what I love to do. So I'll get excited if it's something like that, to be honest. We've just turned up at a property in Eastern Green. We've come to do a home fire safety check. Hello. Are you expecting us from the West Midlands Fire Service?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we come in?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Karina and I'm Chris.
Hi.
Hello. Okay.
West Midlands Fire Brigade carry out free home safety checks. They test any existing fire alarms, fit new ones if the owners don't have any, and talk through any escape routes and risks.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. That's
all right, you're welcome.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Back in the truck, we went to the next appointment, and while two of the team carried out another home safety check, I caught up with Corrine and asked her why she thought there were less than 10% of women in the fire brigade.
I don't think many women want to do it, really. But just, I'm a bit of a tomboy, so I like that sort of stuff. I think I watched it on London's Burning and thought, oh, that sounds really good. I want to do that. When I was about, I don't know, 14, I loved it. And it's nothing like that, honestly. They lose so many firemen. They all seem to, you know, die each shift or something. It's not normally like that, really. Not on Canley Red Watch.
Did you do anything before this, or was this, you trained to do this?
I actually worked at Boots on the fragrance counter, so I was one of those dolly birds with the makeup and stuff, so... It is a little bit strange. Like the guys, they were in the army, or they were an electrician, or a builder, or worked in a factory. Yeah, I want to be a firefighter. No, worked at Boots fragrance counter. I'm a firefighter.